That was really weird. Tell me about it.
This is going to save my rage.
Programming on HRN. The views and opinions of the show do not reflect those of HeritageRadioNetwork.com, Heritage Foods USA, or any of our sponsors. Again, this is After Hours programming on HRN.
Ay, ay, ay. Whoa, did that really just happen? Yo, Gunwash Radio, shit. I missed the drop. Tonight is definitely the final episode of Gunwash, for sure.
Definitely never
happening again.
This time is not because of Armando.
Stay tuned, it's a big
Gunwash
one.
Gunwash machine.
Hurry home,
vertically Jakob. Stay tuned. Fuck my wife, fuck my cock.
I'm not the supreme expert on cleaning guns, but I do know a little bit, and I'm just going to share my little tips and ideas with you.
I'm gonna kill Joe's girlfriend.
Tonight is a very extremely weird version of Gunwash tonight, actually. And if you're tuning in for the first time, you know, you can always find us every Thursday evening here at 7:30 p.m. On HeritageRadioNetwork.org or now Gunwash.com. We have like a nice website or Stitcher. Yo, Max's mic ain't even on. Yo, this is a straight beef episode because we ain't.
That's so last
Max
week.
Max wasn't even on. Yo.
Gunwash machine.
Received a letter from us recently. Yeah, I know. That can be scary. But don't panic. And please, don't ignore it.
Ignore my shit.
Fuck the bone zone.
Yeah, fuck the bone zone. Who's on the bone zone? I never
there
heard
of
that.
There are many reasons the IRS will send you a letter.
Okay. Tonight we're extremely, extremely fammed out. I'm here with the usual suspects, of course. Max Bode, Armando, and Herbert Spliffington, and Jack and Joe are all
Hello.
Here. But finally, we're very blessed tonight.
Hey, this is Red Band, and you're listening to the Death Squad podcast.
Yo, Bone Zone is pussy ass, my dude. Mad fucking pussy. Fucking come see me in New York right now, son. I'm in Bushwick.
Oh my god.
Talk radio show.
Yeah,
clash.
Nigga. Yeah. All right, tonight we're
talk
blessed.
Radio clash.
Tonight we're
nothing
tonight,
on us, Bone Zone.
Yeah, tonight we're blessed because we got the infamous Jimmy Papers, and of course, Mr. Pete Leonard is here.
Call in.
Spliffington, we thought was in Jamaica, but he's not. He's here, but instead, we decided that we're going to have Pete Leonard spin records because it's not very often that we get to hear him spin records. Pete, if you want to say anything, you can into the mic. If you don't want to say anything, you don't have to. We can just get right into the music.
What's up?
And he says, what's up? So as we start, and Mac, we got like the peanut gallery over here fucking with me, ruining 10, my life.
10,000 hours.
10,000 hours of bullshit. And then we got...
Weenie Bo.
Freeze that shit. Yeah. All right. So how about we try something new for the first time? Mr. Pete Leonard, pull up that.
Wash gun.
Hi, my name is Joe. I sell chicken sandwiches on the street for $5, and you're listening to Gunwash.
We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Chris Pfeiffer. You're listening to Gunwash Radio.
Stitcher? Heritage Radio Network is on it, so get it. Stitcher is an award-winning provider of news and talk radio for your mobile phone. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Thank you.
Jason Scott on the rocks, and you're listening to Gunwash Radio.
Yes, Mullah.
Gunwash, Gunwash, Gunwash.
Jimmy's like, you're not even a real dude. Yeah, I know we're back. I don't give a fuck. Suck my cock.
Yo, Jack, put my... Oh, you put it on.
All these niggas... Yeah, all right. That's cool. Hey, Balearic, vibing out. I feel great. I don't give a fuck. You play it. Yeah, Chambray, triple lock stitch, Chambray all day. 2005 all day.
Fat lock stitch.
Gunwash. Fat lock stitch. Yeah, we're on Gunwash Radio. All right.
It's been a long day.
How do we have everyone in here on the same night? I don't understand it.
No, this is...
You stole my work from me.
Sometimes we just have a question about your tax return.
I got hit up by the IRS today for another $800. I'm like, can you tell me like every single dollar of a reason of why I'm getting hit up by you for from number one till number 800? Please?
I'm a professional comedian.
Because I work for that shit, man! I worked really hard with
it. He's freaked out.
I work really hard.
Don't play with his money.
You don't think I'm play with my money, man? You play with my money now. Okay.
What? Did you have a dude to do your taxes?
I have a, you know, I send my portfolio out to an individual.
Don't forget to do your taxes, kids. Don't forget clean your rooms.
You know, and what happens after you take a sheet, You could be spun, you could be drunk, you could be rolled, you could be all this, but you take one sheet and you could do your taxes. That's what Farley Katz said 2 weeks ago right here
Jack
on Gunwash Radio.
Jack hated Farley Katz.
He hated Farley Katz. We tried to put Farley Katz on. Yeah, we put Farley Katz on. He's a famous
Katz
cartoonist.
Cool.
Jack was like, yeah, you know, I don't really know about this motherfucker,
cool
dude. I'm going to fucking punch this motherfucker.
Weenie Bo.
Speaking of punching, my man...
I got somebody on the phone.
Okay, welcome to Gunwash. Hello.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Evan.
Oh, hey, Evan.
Guns, take him out with the guns.
Oh, man, you're going to give us some shit that we don't want to... Hey, what's up, Evan?
Say what? I'm just watching the sunset over here down in North Carolina, listening to Gunwash, enjoying the music.
Oh, so. You enjoyed the music? Well, that was Derek. Yeah, that was Pete Leonard. You can follow him at, I bet Vegetarian Butch. Fuck that Instagram shit. I don't give a fuck, man.
I'm not saying
No. Pete Leonard.
I just want to say I miss all you guys. I haven't seen all you guys in like a month.
Yeah,
not with milk though.
Thank God. It's true. It's true that you haven't been around, Evan. And I know that that's because you've been working hard. You're a structural analysis mechanical engineer.
Christ.
But the Christ body's here, and we can't fuck with a Christ body's time, kid, because we're running out of time right now. So we got to take you out.
The Lord's name in vain.
My dope. That got that.
Yo.
Christ bodies is here, my dope. Christ bodies is here, my dope.
My buddy Alex is a Christian. I wouldn't say that word in front of
him. All right, hey. Yo. We got some Christs. We got a couple Christs up in the building right now. Okay, so listen, speaking of Christ.
He's a pretty liberal.
Hey, this is Red Band, and you're listening to the Death Squad Podcast Network. Yo, this episode of Sam Tripoli's
Max. Max, I sent you a link earlier this morning because I had a little concern about other podcasts that were popping up in our brand sphere, and you seemed a little bit taken aback by this podcast that I sent you.
No, I listened to the Bone Zone, and it was terrible.
Absolutely terrible.
Bone Zone.
I don't know. I don't dislike these kids. I don't know who they are.
Yes, you fucking hate them.
I don't dislike the dudes. I don't dislike the people. I don't dislike the people. I just think that they're really into merchandise, I'm really into getting high, you know, whatever.
The first 10 minutes, it's like, buy our t-shirt, buy our website. Like, yeah, man. Pay for my wife to go to a nice dinner.
Yeah, like, pay for my wife. Like, what? It's good.
People respect the hustle, man.
Spliffington has a different vibe going on tonight. Different vibe. Different vibe.
Don't have to work.
Different. He doesn't have to work, so the hair is down.
And not even that. No shoes.
You ever hear no shoes? Okay.
All he needs is the goggles.
You ever hear a woman? You ever hear a woman say? You ever hear a woman say? You know, I'm letting my hair out. Well, Spliff just let his hair out into the fucking shit. Yeah. The reason Spliff let his hair out is because we're being blessed tonight by some actual wax. This is the first time on Gunwash we had wax, and it's Mr. Pete Leonard.
Fuck Spliffington.
Fuck Spliffington, man. Fuck Spliffington. Fuck Aaron. I'm not in any gangs, man. I can't be in Fog. I can't be in Field Trip. I can't be in...
Hell no, you can't be in Field Trip.
I can't be in Gun... I can't even be in Gunwash, son. What's good? I'm at the gun. I'm like out
Herbert,
of the gun.
We miss you.
You're the duck.
Don't even say that word. Don't even say that word.
The Duckworth gang.
Nice. Yeah.
I'm the cornball gang.
We got corn
washers.
I'm the cornball.
Feeding corn to ducks.
Yeah, I feed corn to ducks. Thereby, I'm the cornball duck gang.
Aaron Gunsberg.
Gunsberg.
That was a good one. Gunsberg.
Okay, so
you saw what I did there.
I'm not one to usually put people on the spot, but this is important because I see Jimmy Papers like twice a year. Okay. I heard that you went to the Renaissance Festival this weekend.
Yes.
This past weekend.
Yes.
Do you mind? You haven't told a story on Gunwash since the Goo Ball story. Do you feel like telling a story, or do you not feel like?
Probably not.
Okay. Because I heard you were. I heard you got a little
physical.
You got a little physical. I heard.
Yeah.
The reason I bring it up is because, and I brought it up to Max too, is because I get really concerned, like when I see my friends' faces turn. Spliff, why are you doing that?
That's heightening the drama.
Because you don't have your sounds.
It's sound collage.
We have no sounds.
Gunwash is sound.
We got no sounds. We have no sounds. The sounds don't come. Yo, we can do the feedback phone thing if we run out of sounds.
Oh, feedback.
Because we have no. Okay.
Back feed.
The reason why. Explain to why we wanted to hear the story. You said something about your friends' faces.
I just feel Max is like.
Max looks like.
I don't know. What's happening?
I don't know what's happening on this show.
Focus.
I can't focus. I can't focus.
This is wild.
No, I brought it up to Max today, the fact that I'm not in any art gangs, and then I got into some gang violence talk with Papers, and I was like, let's stop by Max Bo's crib,
the Honesty Hour,
commit a little.
Oh, these people are getting a free,
where's the champagne?
Free stuff. Because we're talking.
Really?
They don't like it.
Is that
so? Sorry,
really?
That
are these people? Yo, eat a fucking salad, my dude. Eat a salad with fucking dressing.
Yo, I'm a nice dude. Like, I'll talk to them.
Something.
Man. Sorry, we had a Romano cheese.
Okay.
Hey, where's my pizza?
Max Boat hits me up midday. He says, yo, this Bone Zone Mega Blast Death Squad thing. First of all, Jack Inslee made it up. Second of all, these dudes are biters. Third of all, this shit sucks my cock, okay? Fourth of all, I'm feeling like I want to do some gang violence up in this shit right now. Yeah. And then I go to Jimmy
Papers. You're not
in a gang. And then I go to Papers, and I'm like, damn, my dude, no one let me in no motherfucking gang, man. And I'm heavy in the gang violence shit. Then Jimmy tells me a story about he had to get thick with some dude this weekend, and it made me laugh. You told me one story how you had to get thick with some guy, but the reason it's
that
funny
sounds
is,
pause.
The
reason,
thick.
Uh oh.
Who's got on sounds right now? Okay.
Play my grandfather's
video. Jack sounds so soothing
Jimmy,
when he comes in.
Dude, I'm always so open to do whatever, and then when I feel as though I can't express myself correctly, exactly. I am not delivering correctly at this moment, okay? But we got 17 people in the studio, and
the cameras are rolling.
The cameras are rolling. My tongue is touching the mic. I'm feeling like I got a little bit of like fungus in my tongue or some shit.
You're exaggerating.
I went to Papers today, and I said, "Listen, Papers, I just listened to 10,000 hours of Balearic Disco, and I'm going crazy, and I'm not in any gangs, and I want so badly to be in a gang because I'm so down with like gang violence,
not gang rape."
Papers,
though.
Can we tell him why he's not allowed to be in the gang?
Yeah, tell me why I'm not allowed.
I don't know. You have to be jumped into them.
Hazing.
I have to be involved.
Is it because I'm not allowing you guys to do physical things
it's
to me?
It's because if you're, you know, you just can't handle physical violence.
Yeah, you have to be able to really handle it.
I got violence. I got tons
Eric,
of violence.
It's like you can't. If you can't do 20 push-ups, you can't come inside my house.
Yeah. I can do 20 push-ups right now. I can do 20
do
marine
right
push-ups.
Now. Do them right now.
There's not enough room right here.
Trying. Yes, there is.
Just pretend.
Do push-ups.
There is. Do I do push-ups right now? All right. So we doing push-ups right now.
Radio.
Which crew do you want into though?
Yeah, do it.
I want to be. I want to be. I just want to be in Field Trip and I want to be in Fog. That's all I want.
You can't be in both. Choose one.
I cannot be. I can't be in both. All right. I choose
both.
All right. I choose Fog.
Yeah.
I don't know those other things. I don't know. Am I gonna do 20 marine push-ups right now, or is that part of it, or is that a joke we're telling?
Oldies. Do it on the table.
One push-up. Play that fucking sound in my face. Man, I haven't heard some sounds like this in a minute.
Yeah, well, you're about to hear about 20 minutes more.
Yeah.
Stop blabbering.
No, well, when we get to the top of the hour.
Can we do a two-hour show tonight?
That's up to
Jack?
Mr. Sad Pants Jack Inslee, who
you'd
hates...
More fun if you were getting paid.
That dude hates my guts.
Wait, you got to go weenie bow with your girl?
No bad hits, no 2 hours.
I heard that...
Perhaps we found a mistake.
I heard that Jack's name is Weenie Bow.
And I just spit beer into the microphone.
Yeah, that's Jack, okay. They're built for that.
Every time
fired.
Jack sees
I wanna
his
die.
Girlfriend, he
I
just like
was told today by Patrick Martins that Gumwash will be canceled if Aaron does not become a member of Heritage Radio Network. That's real talk.
What do you mean?
So he came into the office and he's like, "What the fuck is going on? We're a membership based organization and we have like six hosts who aren't."
Wait,
members.
Do you have to pay to be a member?
Show me the fucking list. Who's not a member? He's going.
I'll be a member. I don't care.
Gumwash?
It's a thousand.
Like, is this kid kidding me? And he kind of went off.
How much does it cost to be a member?
I'll be
60 big ones.
$60? Yeah. Dude, I got $60. I'll be a member. Why do I? What's
Yo,
the deal?
Let me get that
$60. I just made $50. That ain't nothing.
So he's gonna kick me out. So Gunwash is over.
Fuck
if I don't
you.
If I don't cough up 60, Gunwash is over.
That's right.
Shout out to Max Bud.
Fuck you.
I tried to
chipping that 20. Come on, collection plate.
Yo, today Jeremy came over to my house and I got a job from.
Oh yeah, this is a good story.
From a fancy magazine.
Very fancy.
And he was like, I started to try to do the job, and then
notice
he was like,
covers
let me,
a very specific issue.
Sorry,
let me do the job for you. And he just did.
Hi,
my
this
work.
Is Armin, live from Roberta's.
I hate that fucking kid. I hate that guy. I hate that
I
fucking guy.
Sense the anxiety from Aaron when I play Armin.
I hate that guy. Did Patrick Martins really say that?
Look at his anxiety levels.
Can we call Patrick Martins right now?
He has a vein in his forehead.
I'm not feeling well. Can we call Patrick Martins, or is that not going to work?
Why?
Because Patrick Martins is going to fire me from Gunwash.
$60.
$60, my dough. We got to get everyone.
Rain duck.
If you got $60 for me, call in. The number is 718-497.
Yo, Aaron, you owe me $60.
Dude.
Do I owe you $60?
Yeah, I made you a tattoo.
Oh, shit, but I didn't get stuck yet, my dough. I didn't get stuck.
Man, I drew the picture.
But no, but you said
Aaron is getting extorted by everyone.
But you said that when you get it stuck, then you owe me.
Are you gonna get it?
Yeah, I'm gonna get it on my calf.
So pay me ahead of time.
Front
me the money, dude.
All right. Forward. All right. Why don't we get Field Trip World to front the money?
Ooh.
You're not really down with them.
The most loaded organization.
I'm down with Fog.
Probably the most loaded organization.
I'm down with Fog. I don't know about FTW because that's like some shit that I can't really even touch because I don't know those. I don't know everyone.
They put me down with 10,000 pounds.
I know that 10,000 hours. I know that I'm down with 10,000 hours. I know that I'm an outer-lying member of the Great Guys Club. I'm the one that no one likes.
Yeah.
And
Aaron, you're the one that all brings us together.
I'm the most loyal. Enough.
All right, so yeah, maybe Jimmy, I'm the glue.
I'm the most loyal one, though. I'm like either just Gunwash or like GGC, which is the great
you're
guys.
GGC, FTW, and Fog. Oh. You got it all.
And
Armando's in all of them. He didn't even have to ask.
He didn't have to ask.
Wow, this girl's really fucking vibing. She just turned and like vibed hard.
Like she doesn't like me?
Like she doesn't like everybody in this room.
Yo, can
and
you
she's
like,
texting her mom about
yo,
it right
can
now.
Can you like leave the table? Like eat my salad? Like what the fuck do you want? This dude's got like aviator glasses.
Here comes the chef again.
I
would like to, offer you a dumpling.
Come to match boats for a fresh
I would offer you this very nice dumpling. I'm very sorry.
This is a very special dumpling that we cut specifically. I'm so sorry about this fucking faggot-ass radio shit. Fuck these faggots, man. I hate them. They suck. Two of them out of the six are wearing Grateful Dead t-shirts already. That's a bad sign. Just kidding.
Froggy.
Look at, I'm sorry. I'm very sorry.
We can watch. I just want to watch.
Oh, yeah. If you know what I was going to say? If they actually ask me why am I looking at them, I just
yo,
want
Max,
them to remind me.
Yo, Max, are you disappointed? Are you disappointed in me because I didn't fuck up like I did like last week? I was like fucking pissed and I did like a fucking raging fucking episode.
Yo.
Fucking Bone Zone would be proud. Bone Zone would get boned in the Bone
Zone.
The
episode's not over yet.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Up.
We got Rex Tech playing. All right.
Yo, Jack, play my grandfather.
Yo, so it's almost top of the hour. So fuck it. Fuck my life. I don't give a fuck. I'm not in any fucking gangs.
You
I hate my life.
It.
I want to die. I want to die right now, dude.
Come Jack, down and watch Aaron get jumped into the FTW crew.
Yo, watch. Yeah, come down and
meet
watch
us at Roberta's.
A lot of hazing.
Fucking Jack Inslee and Aaron started Gunwash, and now Aaron,
I might beat this guy up with the shiny fucking teeth.
Yeah,
in
you
here
might.
Right
you
now.
Might beat him up. Yo, this dude with the Mickey Mouse hat got to step the fuck off, man. We got
he's
music.
Still here?
I got sounds playing, man. I don't like that sound, man.
Dude
with the Mickey Mouse hat.
Now, dude.
That dude with the Mickey Mouse hat got to step down. Yeah, take a picture of your food,
check
you
this out.
Faggot.
That's my grandfather from 1977 with his vocoder that he invented. That's the sounds you're listening to right now.
The sounds
wasn't a
you
Japanese
really
dude.
It was a real talk.
So
Japanese.
You're contributing to the show other than hating Aaron Ginsberg?
Always.
Sounds like hockey organ.
This is really... Wait, your grandfather really made this vocoder?
No, real talk. He invented
Didn't
the
Didn't you say that your grandfather is involved with the Moog movement?
This is a real thing,
he made
man.
The
this
Moog.
Is
Moog is his name. You're a Moog.
Not,
your name is actually Moog Bode.
My name is Moog. Maximilian Moog.
No. Maximilian Moog Bode.
No, the vocoder right. in question is called the Bode.
Okay. It's called the Bode coder.
All right. Anyway, it's top of the hour here on Gunwash Radio.
It's not a joke.
Enough of the mayhem. We have Mr. Pete Leonard is here, and he's going to spin for another set. Okay? And I just want to say that I don't feel completely myself tonight, and I didn't take any sheets or anything like that. I didn't even smoke weed. I didn't do anything. You want to know what's making me feel like shit? These people outside the fucking window are eating salad, and I'm not feeling that. I don't like the way they're eating their salads.
And I'm
right
hungry.
Here. I don't like the way they're eating their salads right now, man.
Stop alienating our audience.
We need the Balearic
five burps.
Right, we need Balearic vibes starting in less than 5 seconds. We need Balearic vibes.
Run your computer. Approach the area.
There we go. There it goes. Balearic.
Because they're on these rocks that are black.
Fucked up. Yes, perfect.
Hello?
Hello, EMI here.
Hello, is that Mr. EMI?
Yeah.
Oh, we are having the group over here in India, and we'd like to be playing you the music now, you know.
Well, what kind of music do you play?
Go on.
just a little marijuana from the marijuana. And when I found the marijuana, 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 and when I found the marijuana.
Jack Inslee, he's the president of the Heritage Radio Network. I'm calling on behalf of Stitcher. I'm the publicity manager for Stitcher, and I have some things I need to talk about with Jack, so if you could give me a call back at 832-417-9919, I'd really appreciate it. We really need to talk soon, Jack. Thanks so much.
Hey, so we. Hey, Jack knows what to do. I don't even see the dude. He's over there.
He looks
Eat me.
Eat it.
Lick it.
Some of those records Pete plays are one offs, man.
Jack looks hungry.
One offs, right, Pape?
Welcome. Yes, one offs.
To the bone.
Some of those records you can't buy. So if you're hearing them, you just gained stock.
This is the bones in
a company
and some points
that doesn't exist. Gunwash sucks.
Death Squad Radio.
I want to die right now.
Death Squad.
Death Squad Radio. Jack, do you want to just? We can just dead now and just put on an episode of Death Squad. That should be fine.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
That'd be a good look.
We made up that
whole vibe though. Me sitting down in the chair, you see the whole new.
Yeah, I saw you in sitting down, and I didn't. Funny, I almost right? didn't.
He's
that
tired.
Was the god of the
office chair.
The god was taken aback. I think you wheeled that chair from the office to the studio.
Yeah,
man. Yeah.
That was from Stitcher. They sent them a new chair.
Oh right, yeah. Stitcher sent us chairs. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Cabbage Patch Kids.
Phone lines have been closed for 10 minutes. My fault.
Oh
yeah. Did someone call? Oh no. That was the Stitcher executive. Yeah, the Stitcher executive of Stitcher called. Yeah, he wants
hey,
to
Francesca,
fuck.
Call in sometime.
Yeah. Oh dude, come on. Don't even
Lots
get.
Lots of people talked
weird,
about
man.
Calling call. In. People don't want to. Oh, let's take a picture with the chef.
Yeah, take a picture
oh,
with the fucking
I love
chef.
Her.
Yeah,
we love her. Fucking love sisters. Her.
You're on Gunwash. Hello.
They're sisters.
Hello.
Hello, you're on Gunwash.
What's up?
Yeah, someone's trying to play that feedback trick. I think it's Max.
Oh, that's cool, Max. Yeah, that's,
Max
that's
fucking with everyone.
That's high school.
Let me hug the chef, too.
Won't let me.
Thank you. You like my plaid shirt?
Won't let me
I wore
in the gang. Yo, hug me. Yo, touch my tit
you.
A little bit. Just touch the tit a little bit, bitch.
I wish you would leave him so we could bump.
Yeah.
You want a scissor?
She's like,
sometimes
I actually
when I
didn't make this.
Sorry, I made that joke.
I didn't make this, but
yeah, come out to the restaurant with a fucking strainer in your hand, so you look like you do food. You don't do. You fucking you like cutting the bread, my dude. You cutting the bread out there. I know you in there cutting some bread or some shit like that.
I boned the chef.
Yeah. He was like, so guy. I cut the bread.
Yeah, I cut.
And then.
So basically, I cut the bread, but I cut it ever so cutty. So cuddly.
You should see the knife I use.
You know, when they let me put this bandana on, that was like me getting my sensei belt.
My moment of zen is here.
I cut the pizza so fucking sexily. I'm a dyke.
Cancer rules.
Yeah, cancer rules everything.
Can you tell my boss?
She got butt cancer. I seen the butt cancer from
Yo,
a mile away.
You got
away,
that
man.
Butt cancer?
You got butt cancer, my dog?
You don't want butt cancer.
Enjoy that. Enjoy that strawberry rhubarb, man. Yeah, yeah. Lick your fucking thumb, motherfucker.
I want you to do that with my toes later.
Oh, my God. Cranberries with walnuts, AIDS with a fucking juice is so fucking cool, man. I love it, man. I paid fucking $5,000 for this plate.
Let me get a herpes reduction.
This plate that I bought, I was supposed to get a herpes reduction, but I bought this plate instead. I could not even afford one record from Pete Leonard, not even one. It was either Pete. It was either half a record of Pete Leonard's herpes reduction, or the.
When are your shirts going for sale?
Oh shit!
Most important
shit.
Most
okay. All right.
Let's talk merch.
Okay, we're in the final
merch.
Segment.
Merch.
This is what Bone Zone likes
Bone
to talk
Zone.
Merch, and we got to keep up with the times.
We got
so.
Real merch. We ain't got no. Boners.
I like
we got real merch.
I like
okay,
Jimmy's
okay.
attitude.
All right. Cool. So
it's real.
That's actually true, and thank you for reminding me. So
real
we're in the
talk.
Second segment now. Okay, Gunwash.com is live, and everyone. So far, we've been getting great feedback about it, which is, you know, I love to hear that.
Stitcher.
But if you go to the, exactly, Stitcher, if you press on the store button on the site, you'll see that right now it says soon come, which is true. But by soon come, I literally mean like early next week.
I will come.
I will come in your ice cube trays, and then you can freeze that cum and you can use it in your Coca-Cola. It's called Cum-a-Cola.
Nice.
He's giving out early material.
And, top of the dome.
No, we will have an online store. It'll be PayPal, and we'll work the logistics out later. But it's important because we're doing what we love best, which is making T-shirts. And not only are we making T-shirts, we have T-shirts from
from before
and now and later. We have T-shirts from Fog, from Papers, Germs, and Pete. We got shirts from DW. We got shirts that are just straight Gunwash. We got shirts that are 100% inspired by Jack Inslee. We have shirts that are sponsored by, like, the Most High King, His Royal Majesty Haile Selassie, the Conquering Lion of Judah, final descendant of Queen Sheba and King Solomon. We got that shit, too, you know? So, fucking, it's starting early next week, and I know it's important because The two guests we have tonight, Jimmy Papers and Pete Leonard, they put a lot of work into the Balearic Sounds shirt, the Balearic dub, Black Magic, Devil Made Me Dub It, and we're going to release that next week. And if I'm not mistaken, there will be a special edition tie-dye version of that
yes,
shirt.
Yes, that will be...
I got this. I'm gonna tie dye it with
Max's.
Me and Jack's girlfriend are gonna tie dye.
Max
t-shirts.
Is going to fall
a sign
asleep.
Is trying to scare you out of eating hot dogs. You may have seen this billboard along the Eisenhower Expressway. It says, as you can see there, hot dogs cause butt cancer.
Oh my!
Yeah, I got butt cancer right now, my dokes.
Yo, who invented tie dye?
You're asking the wrong person.
Who invented butt cancer?
Who invented tie-dye?
Ask that to the New
York
Times on Tuesday.
Same guy who invented butt cancer, obviously.
Yeah. Okay, there will be an online store. And
you buy the t-shirts?
You buy the t-shirts, it's not only about, merchandise that's reproducible. I will also be selling, and you'll get it in
a little vial, crack cocaine.
Yeah, it'll come in a vial, but it won't be crack cocaine. It will be my psoriatic nail clippings, and we'll be selling those. And I think we'll probably also sell some pubic hairs.
Wait, I have an idea.
Things. What's that, Max?
Yo, could we sell an hour with Aaron Ginsberg? For $100,
a date with
not with milk though. Do you think
we should put it on the website?
$100 sounds good.
You could use $100 right now.
I could use $100.
You could pay for the dyes.
If I had $100, let me tell you something. If I had $100, I could pay for the tie dyes for the Balearic dub shirt, and I could be a member of Heritage Radio Network, which is imperative because if I don't do that, I'm going to get fucking fired. So
you're
I guess
done.
We have to do that.
And still have enough for Armando's pizza.
Yeah. So you could take 40 and pay for the dyes and 60 and pay for your membership, and then you don't have to take any money out, and you can pay your taxes.
Yeah, and these dyes are the ones. These are the ones that the gods use on the.
I don't know anything.
Okay, all right,
but
fair enough.
Put that on the website.
Fair enough.
Charge people for time with you.
And learn,
and that's more expensive than the t-shirts.
Do you think
$200 to chill with Armando?
You're worth two. I'm worth one. I think
$1,000 to chill with me.
$1,000 for papers. Yeah. Oh, look, the rest
field
of the
trip.
You
squad.
Have to have good credit. To
long
chill
hair,
with Jimmy.
Long hair squad. Long hair squad in the house. Yeah,
these
fucking
hippies.
El Salvador.
Hippies. We got some real
Christ.
Hippies here, man. Well, I got to tell you, Alex Seal, let me tell you something, and I am so thankful that you took me to your home, but I got to tell you something. If I had to spend one night in that place, I would have a serious anxiety attack. I'm not saying that it's a bad home. I'm not saying that it's a bad home. I'm not saying that the guy with the suspenders is a white supremacist. I'm sure he's fine. All I'm saying
blood, milk,
and
tears.
Blood, milk, and blueberries.
You give him the number. He can call in. He's probably listening right now.
Yo, do you think he
call in?
He has the style as if he's a sharp, but he doesn't strike me as a racist person.
No, he's not.
Yeah,
no,
but he has the no shirt
style of a sharp.
No
I
shirt.
I got approached by some sharps once as a young guy.
You might be
fucking awful.
You might be a sharp.
Tell
no,
us about
no,
it.
No.
I don't want to talk about
oh.
it.
What okay. happened?
It was,
yo,
scars.
It was really dark.
What happened in medieval times?
Wait. You got now. Come on.
I got approached by
that's the
by
Renaissance
sharps.
Fair. When? Yeah. When?
One tan summer.
One tan summer.
Yeah.
Oh, two. Tan
what? What
summer.
Year are we talking?
Oh man.
Two
no,
tan
I'm
Phil.
93.
Okay.
I had a big mouth. I didn't fucking. I was like, oh look, those skinheads, and they clarified that they weren't skinheads, and then offered to teach me.
But if you decide you want to be a sharp, I think that kind of puts you in the category.
You should get in that gang.
What the fuck?
That's the gang that you want to be.
Yeah.
Skinheads against racial prejudice.
Yeah. Oh,
it's
yeah.
Like leather jacket. Leather jacket.
That's so
right.
They're like, but
that's
they're just as amped as skinheads, but they'll fuck anybody up.
Yeah, but that's your
white
man.
White or black
that's
or
your
whatever
man.
The fuck you
no,
are, dude.
He's too peaceful to be so.
The dude was big.
Yeah, he's brawling.
Dead
he's
ass
brawling.
Big.
Bigger than me?
Yeah, big. Yeah, big dude.
He's a big
no
dude.
Shirt.
Bam.
When I see no shirt, when I see a bare body with suspenders over it, I
you
think skinhead. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I'm
pause it up.
I don't know.
Pause it up.
I don't know.
Pause it up.
I think a lumber.
Yo, pause Jimmy, why can't I be in any of your crews?
Oh, my God. Stop making fun of me, man. I can't get into any crew.
I just got jumped. It was awful, dude.
Wait, at medieval
you've
times?
You've never been hit by Max Bode.
Oh, Max Bode
Max
hit you?
Max fight.
Yeah, I never
he's
fight.
He's a fucking city kid.
He's a city. Oh. Yeah, he's a downtown. He's a downtown kid. Yeah,
he's really he's from a down, the city. He's not a transplant.
He's not a transplant. He's really, really downtown. He's really downtown. He's really tough, tough downtown.
He's not from fucking Senegal or France.
Yeah, no.
Canada.
Jeremy's like from Jeremy's
dual
from Senegal,
man.
France, dual citizenship.
I don't want to talk about myself.
I grew up with a bunch of Georgian thugs.
Georgian?
Georgian.
Are you Georgian?
No, like the country, not the state.
No, I know that. I know what you're talking about. You're not Georgian. You look like a white as a motherfucker.
15% Georgian.
All the kids I like played with Spawn.
All right.
And I hung out with kids that played Dungeons & Dragons.
I played Dungeons & Dragons
and got
a couple times a year.
Thrown at my killers. Head up until about sixth grade.
Wall of flesh.
Jimmy,
would
listen.
Drain your mana.
I
was bullied.
Yeah. I was bullied too, man. I had red hair. That's and I
Black
played
Lotus, characters. Black Lotus, Black Lotus, Black
played,
Lotus.
And I played magic cards too.
All so five
kids
moxes.
Kill themselves when they get bullied now. Black just Lotus. Fucking take it.
Yeah, take that
you
shit.
You get fucking punched in the head. Take it,
yeah,
dude.
Take a punch in the head.
Bitch made.
You're a fucking homo.
Dude, hey,
good for you, dude.
Seriously, yeah. Take some.
Culture.
Yeah, you fucking see color bars for a second, then you nod out for 1 second, and
that's
then you back.
It.
You
and
back,
then you
man.
You gain your footing.
Yeah, you gain your footing. I like
that's
those.
That's fucking life. Dude.
I like color bars, man. Put them in my face right now, man.
Aaron is forgiving in the ninth grade contest.
Yeah. In the ninth grade, I was fucking wearing a Grateful
I'll
Dead shirt with like short shorts and
yo,
Adidas
shell
tops.
Heavy mental Instagram, though? Check the vibes.
Heavy mental on Instagram?
Heavy mental?
Check the vibes.
Is that Killer
they
Priest?
Got
Is that Killer Priest?
Can I be back on the vibes?
He follows Hurry Home.
Hurry Home. I don't got no followers, man. People don't want to follow me.
I thought Aaron was all those people. Hurry
I am.
Home, staying froggy.
Yeah.
I thought he was just commenting on his own stuff.
I do. I comment on my own shit. I comment on my own shit all day, man. Okay, so
I have Instagram handles.
Yo, we got like 2 minutes left. You want to tell the Renaissance?
No, Jack is giving us extra time.
No, no,
he's not hungry.
No, we're gonna play
most
music.
Most importantly, is of, Dr. Lennon.
Okay, we're gonna play music. But what I'm saying is, you want to tell the Renaissance Fair story?
No,
you don't.
You know what, man? I was at the Renaissance Fair, and there was with my children, and there's guys who are like probably 60 plus pushing up on me from the back. Like, if you're at the Renaissance Fair and it's your first experience,
get a
I understand
chop.
It. No, I understand. But, dude, if there's kids in front of you that are closer to the action than you are, don't push up on the man with the fucking children.
Yeah, duh.
And then, like, if I snap at you, come at me sideways, and I got to fucking get aggressive in front of my kids. And my kids don't need to see that.
Yeah, he came out the
but
side.
I'll fucking punch you in the mouth.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to.
That's a good example,
he came
though.
Out the side. He said he
no,
mumbled,
my kids
he mumbled
were fucking
some
scared.
Shit.
They went home, and the kid, fucking little yeah, guy was crying because I was all aggressive.
I know, because daddy, because daddy.
They saw Jimmy joust.
No.
Nobody wants to joust with Jimmy.
Nah, the kids were trying to watch the joust.
The kids are trying to watch the joust.
And then they heard paper. They heard Jim, Big Jim. He said, "Have you ever been knocked out before?" They
and
heard
the
him
guy
say
asked, yeah. The guy like, mumbled. If I fucking ask you a question like that, don't mumble. Just tell me.
Yeah, you ever been knocked out?
No, I haven't. Okay. Cool.
Have you ever been knocked out while you joust?
Have you ever been? Have you ever been knocked out? Fucking punk. Okay,
yeah,
I'll fucking punch
like
you in the
that.
Fucking
all
teeth,
right.
You bitch ass motherfucker.
Do you roll with a crew of Croatians?
Yes.
No, what are they?
Croatians.
No, what are they?
Italians.
No.
Italian?
What are they?
He's Italian? He's Italian? Who over here is Italian? The Italian?
What the fuck?
Gunwash,
man. Oil and vinegar.
Oil and
Italian
vinegar.
Combo crew, motherfucker.
Salt and pepper in that. Get in line, punk.
Hold the
hot little thick ass tossed up, man.
Beer wench, bring me two more brews for me and my
bring
people.
Bring me some medieval motherfucking time, kid. Medieval
where's
fucking
Milady?
Time, kid. Hold my mind, kid.
Where's Milady?
Madness here.
Where's my
mother,
kid?
Finest mead I have
this
ever
this guy. I wish this guy would come in here. Dude. All
right, this
no,
dude
really
gonna fight me right now. Go through the motherfucking glass.
Yo, he doesn't even want to make eye contact with me.
Don't even fucking make eye contact with me, man.
More wine.
Yo, let's face fight. Let's face fight.
Yeah, you want to fight and then we hug afterwards? We could do that.
Dad,
you
know? I think I'm about to get into my first fight.
All right.
Gunwash.
Hold on. It's the end of the night. It's Gunwash.
Fuck
bottom of the hour.
Zone.
Yeah, we got Pete Leonard on the ones and twos. That's the one and only time you're ever going
to
hear me say the phrase ones and twos, because it's deserved tonight. We really are on the wax tonight,
wax
100%.
On, wax on, wax
some
on,
of this wax,
on, wax
some
on,
of this wax, wax you're never going to hear. You're never going to hear. So you better archive this fucking episode, man. All right? Gunwash. Late calls.
Look at the cover.
718-497-2128. The cover tonight was done by Max Bode and Jeremy Pavoni.
I'm barefoot in a restaurant.
Yeah, you paid for it in a motherfucking restaurant.
Food
peace.
Time, mega.
Pull up.
Good night.
Hey. Yo, 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 yo. Yo, this girl just came back from the table, man, and she took a shit big time, man. She looking at the menu like she want more, like she want to take another shit before she leaves her birth.
She eat out tonight.
Yo, eat out my pussy tonight after I take five shits.
Oh.